This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello and welcome to the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. It's a podcast filled with robots, nonsense and music. And we're going to kick off with the sing song first. Every week you send us a song title that our friend Katie turns into an actual song. So here she is. So ladies and gentlemen, we are kicking off the podcast with the main event. Please put your hands together and welcome Katie.
Hi, how's it going?
It is all good. It is all good over here, Katie. What's been new with you? What adventures have you been on this week?
I've been sneaking about, seeing how stealthy I can be all week, just for funs, you know?
Doing some sneaking. Are we allowed to know about the sneaky stealthiness, or is it something you'd rather not have on the record?
I think I messed up a little bit by not having sort of a goal. My only goal was to be stealthy. I didn't have, like, get some government information or find out where someone buys their groceries or anything like that. I was just like, I will be hidden. So that's not really enough, is it?
Just, I mean, I think it's very important to always keep the stealthy, sneaky skills sharp, because you never know when you might need them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe my goal was just literally that, be good at sneaking about. Yeah.
Because when the time comes for sneaky and stealthiness, mm-hmm. then you're already going to be well-practiced and well-versed.
That is true. Wow, you're so positive. I just needed that today. That's perfect.
Just sat there thinking, like, did I waste a whole day just by being sneaky for no reason? No.
Clearly not.
No.
There was an ulterior universal purpose for it, which we'll find out.
That is. And now sneaky and stealthy skills are at maximum. So if we need any sneaky stealthiness, we know where to turn. What were the tune titles like this week? I've seen that we've had quite a lot. What were your thoughts?
Well, I mean, this is why I was practicing my stealth, essentially, because Painful Podcast suggested the Ninja Disco. And I was
I see.
I'm not very good at fighting, but I'm quite good at hiding. So I mainly practiced that. So yeah, the Ninja Disco.
So you're perfect. Embracing the sneaky, stealthy skills of the ninja as opposed to the punchy, kicky side of ninjaism.
I mean, I really like the punchy, kicky side, but it's just not my strong suit. So that's definitely in the song for all those people that are punchy, kicky people. Hopefully just into thin air and not on any people. But
all our punchy, kicky comedy circuit is like, what? No, we need our punchy, kicky content. That's why we tune in for this podcast about songs and robots.
Yeah, we embrace them. As long as they're just punchy, kicking, you know, clouds or leaves or something, then that's fine, isn't it?
Or imaginary baddies.
Yeah, that's true.
A little bit close to the line there.
Yeah. And I've paired that very well, I think, with disco as a genre.
So is it a disco-y soundy tune, or?
Yeah, I reckon it is quite disco-y. I think you can definitely get on the dance floor to it, and the dance floor will probably light up and there will be a disco ball.
That is great news, because there's that famous song from the olden days, Kung Fu Fighting. I say it's from the olden days. It's also in Kung Fu Panda as well, which is kind of immortalized a little bit. But everybody's Kung Fu Fighting. Is this going to be the next one of those, if you get Madrid?
I mean, that would be phenomenal, wouldn't it? Let's hope that's going to happen. Yes.
There's a new punchy, kicky song in town, people.
Exactly, so, right.
Everybody, get into your best. Find a space. Do that thing when you have to swing your arms around to make sure you're not going to accidentally clatter anybody. And be nice and distance and enjoy the Ninja Disco.
Where can he go? Till the Ninja Disco. Dance break. Yeah. Dance break, you'll break an arm if you don't have beats. Gotta keep and kick on punching your hands and your feet. Too steady for the bouncer, no cue out back. You know just what to wear. Baby, it's black at the Ninja Disco.
So we've actually travelled quite a long way for Robot's Friend this week, which has been quite inconvenient, as Plum Products got us some jobs as burger delivery men to raise money for our house. 700 bells a week, can't turn your nose up at that. However, there was some big space news this week, wasn't there, Robot?
Yeah, NASA late posted about the moon and the intrigue was so intense I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, so if you missed this, it's a news story on the Comedy Circuit podcast this week. NASA essentially said that they had a big announcement about the moon, but wouldn't tell us what it was. They essentially did the classic, "Oh, I've got a really big secret, but I can't tell you what it is." Like, how outrageous from you, scientists. We really, really want to know what it is now. And you've got a friend who's in the know with space-related shenanigans, haven't you, Robot?
Tinker Moonface knows everything about space.
Tinker Moonface definitely sounds like someone who knows everything about space. So we've travelled 5 hours to essentially get an exclusive over the Fun Kids Science Weekly and find out what NASA's big announcement is. So hello, Tinker Moonface.
Why, hello there, gentlemen.
Hello there to you. What a smooth, silky voice you've got, Tinker Moonface.
I am Tinker Moonface. You must have traveled a long way. Please take some rest.
Yeah, we did travel quite a long way. Your house is in the middle of nowhere. But thank you for your hospitality. So what's going down with the moon then, Tinker Moonface? Have they found aliens? Is there secret moon people? Are we all moving to the moon?
Please, not so hasty. Have some breakfast tea.
That's very kind of you. I'm not actually that thirsty at the moment. We just need to know about the moon, really.
Please tone down the haste. Have some Haribo Tangfastics.
All right, for Haribo Tangfastics. Again, thank you, though. Very generous. We just need to know what's happening on the moon, really. What's the NASA big announcement?
Please, why such haste? Have some custard creams.
Oh, it's all about the snacks with you, isn't it? All right, look, come on. Let's have the custard creams and the Haribo. Let's get that out of the way. But yeah, what is happening? What is happening on the moon?
Fine. NASA's big announcement is that they are changing the name of the moon.
They're changing the name of the moon? Can they do that? Well, why?
They are going to change the name to more accurately represent what the moon has become.
Right, okay. What are they changing the name to?
Skyblob.
Skyblob?
Yep. They are changing the name of the moon to Skyblob because it looks a lot more like a skyblob.
Are you having us on, Tinky McMoonface, whatever your name is? What, Skyblob? Why, what's the real NASA announcement? What's going on?
I genuinely have no idea.
Robot! Thought this guy knew everything about the moon and space and stuff. That's why we've travelled 5 hours to go and speak to him.
Actually, Sean, I think I have gotten mixed up.
Ugh.
Yeah, I am just checking my notes and it's actually Blinker Moonface who knows about the moon and Tinker Moonface who just loves biscuits, sweets and hot drinks. Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops-a-daisy. That is just, you know...
And also he lies about loads of stuff.
Oh, and he's a liar as well. Brilliant.
Which explains the sky blob nonsense.
Yes, it does. Good. Glad I spent 5 hours on the train to hear about Skyblob. Another great day being friends with you. Give me those custard creams.
I like to dip and daddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion free. And he's computed his way to my heart. My robot friend. My robot friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's all just be thankful that this guy hasn't deserted us and returned back to Robot Sloth Paradise. He's back once again, blessing us with his comedic presence. Give it up for George.
Yes, hashtag George is back again. It's a longer hashtag George this week, again. But, you know, that's, it's, it, that's get fine. It trending. Get it trending. Can we get it trending? Is that a thing? Yeah?
I'm pretty sure it's been trending since last week anyway. What brings you here, George? Have you got some more jokes for us?
Here's the thing. I've been doing a bit of soul searching this week. And first, by the way, can you smell toast? Is that a robot? Can you put bread in him, or is that...
I haven't on purpose.
Maybe it's my kitchen. No, I've been doing some soul searching, and I would love some advice from you know, I say you two. I'm really talking to Sean. He's just quite literally a talking toaster, so I'm not that interested in what he has to say. But look, Sean, I would love some advice, because I think I'd quite like a career on stage, a career kind of in the spotlight, a career entertaining people. I was wondering if you could help give me some pointers, because I think I would just, you know, I've been coming to this podcast, a comedy podcast, for a while, and I think I'd make a great singer.
Wait, whoa. That wasn't exactly where I thought that was going.
No?
I thought you were going to be looking for some sort of more comedy advice, or maybe some advice on how to advance your comedy career even further. But a singer, what kind of things are you going to be singing, George? What's made you think that?
Well, who's, you know, who do you love as a music artist? Because I could be like, have you seen that Little Mix show, you know, where they're trying to find a boy band or a girl band? Maybe I could have just, you know, been the band, like a one-man band.
You are a man oozing with talents, aren't you? It's just where are we going to focus this massive torrent of talent?
Well, you know, that's the problem, you know. I feel like I need my own arena tour or TV show. I mean, I can play you something. I don't know if I...
Well, if you've got something to play for us,
What's your favourite song?
I'm a big fan of Little Mix. We can get some Little Mix on.
Little Mix, okay. Do you like the song Shout Out to My Ex?
Love it.
This is a shout out to my ex.
Right. Let's ixnay the singer career thing. I don't think that's going to work. I mean, I didn't want to, you know, sort of Britain's Got Talent buzz you super duper quickly, George. But yeah. I reckon your singing might be even worse than your jokes, I reckon. Do you know what? I think that we've underestimated your comedy, George. Maybe you just need to learn more about comedy. Maybe we could all go on a comedic educational journey with you. Maybe you can find out more about how jokes work, how comedy works, and then you could come back and just teach us all how to be better at comedy. And then everybody in the podcast can just be getting funnier and funnier and funnier with your wisdom. I think that is where your calling lies, George. You can be sharing comedic wisdom with us.
You know, it's
as
funny,
well as jokes.
It's funny you said that, because I was thinking of going to the University of Music, but perhaps I should go to the University of Comedy instead.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you could start up your own comedic university, and next week we could get the first comedy lesson from Professor George McChucklechops.
Yeah, I could do that, because let's face it, I am a renowned comedy. I provide the comedy to the Comedy Circuit podcast. Frankly, I still think I've got a shot at being a music star, but maybe I could find fame as a comedian first.
Yeah, maybe that's it. If you've got any comedic questions you'd like to ask George, leave it in the reviews or send them over to us at robot@funkidslive.com. However, George, I do feel like that you still need to give us a couple of jokes. I think a couple of jokes for old time's sake is
okay. All right. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Hashtag George is back again. What do you call a dog magician? Alabracadabra. Alabracadabra. Labrador. Abracadab. You get it?
It's a tongue twister, but I get it.
I'm not sure I necessarily nailed it. I'll tell you what, just an idea. I'm going to put it out there. Instead of a second joke, would you like another song?
No, I think we're all right. I think we're all right for the sing song.
I guess I'll do a joke then. That's fine. Hashtag George is back again. Why can't Elsa from Frozen have a balloon?
I don't know.
Because she will let it go, let it go. Comedy
like
and singing,
it.
My two talents in one. Boom!
And you've snuck in the song, right? Well, George is going to head off to the
Let It Go.
University of Comedy.
Let It Go. Wind and Sky.
Oh wait, hang on, George. I think your singing's turned the crowd off. No, at least you're still big getting booed off. And that is it for the podcast this week. Next week will be a spooky special, so leave your ideas for spooktacular things that could face us in the podcast next week. Is it going to be spooky robots? Is it going to be robot monsters, robot ghosts, spooky places? It's all set up to be one of the best ones yet, so make sure you subscribe and leave a comment. We've been Sean and Robot. We'll see you next time. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.